Well, down in Chatham County, there is a report that has just been published from the Chatham News and Record. And you can get the full report online at chathamnewsrecord.com. It's about an issue that we've been following, and it's an issue that has a national scope, which is a troubling increase in mental health concerns among high school students. This report, though, focusing specifically on Chatham County, also focuses specifically on the particular concerns of Latinx students in our community, but this is also a national issue. We're joined now in the studio by a bunch of special guests. Zachary Horner is the writer from the Chatham News and Record who wrote the story. Selena Lopez leads the youth leadership program at Alvinculo Hispano. Did I pronounce that right?
It's close.
All right. What is it? Give me the right.
Alvinculo Hispano, the Hispanic liaison.
All right. And we've also got three students here. Cecia, Noemi, and Lenore. Thanks for being with us, all of you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Zachary, let me start with you. Tell us about the story. How did it come about?
Yeah, so personally, mental health is something that I've always been interested as a topic, and in my personal life, something that has always, it's been something that I've been aware of and something that I've followed just personally. And I started the News and Record about a month ago, and one of the first stories I did took a report from the Chatham Health Alliance that covered just community health, and one of the topics was mental health among teenagers in general, and that the percentage of students that feel depressed regularly, that have attempted suicide, considered suicide in Chatham County is higher than the national average. But something that stood out even more, and I didn't get to cover in that first piece, was the Latinx youth and the percentage there, that 16% of Chatham County Latinx high schoolers have attempted suicide, which is twice the rate of their white classmates, and that they're higher percentages than the average and their white classmates for considering suicide, for feeling depressed. And that was just something that really stood out to me, and I wanted to understand why. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of hear from the source and take those statistics and try to put faces and names and real life experiences to those numbers.
And we've talked about this issue on kind of the larger perspective, just with regard to high school students in general. And you mentioned 16% of Latinx students have considered suicide, and that's double the national average. The statistic that I've heard that just floored me when I first heard it was that 8% number, that 8% of high school students just in general have considered suicide. And that was just a shocking number to me when I heard it. And then to hear that it's even double that for Latinx students is even more significant. So Selena Lopez, let me turn to you. You work with students on a daily basis. Tell us what you see on the ground. What is it that's happening?
Sure, thank you. So yeah, as you mentioned, I work with youth, not every day as I would like, but once a week, every Wednesdays, I lead the youth leadership program from the Hispanic liaison called Orgullo Latinx Pride. And so really I get the honor and privilege of working with these special Latinx high schoolers in Chatham County, specifically right now from Jordan Matthews High School. But yeah, as we were talking about in the interview when Zach came into our office and he wanted to know more about why double for Latinx students in particular. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that really come into play when it comes to their mental health. There's always a lot more pressure than it is for other students, especially right now politically. You know, they're getting all these negative messages from the leader of this country, saying all these things about, you know, their family, their parents. Most have undocumented parents, so immigration is a big factor that plays into their mental health, the worry and the fear for their parents. Most of them are U.S. citizens, so they don't really have that fear for themselves, but the fear for their parents is always in the back of their head. They're always, you know, questioning, like, oh my God, am I going to see my dad or my mom when I get home? Will they make it to work okay? What about if there's a checkpoint, like, and my parents don't have a license? How are they going to prove, you know, or not prove, but how will they get away from that safely? So, you know, in, throughout the school day, like, you know, they're thinking about these things, you know, not just math and how to do algebra, but also, are my parents okay right now? And, you know, that pressure that kind of goes with that, like, okay, my parents didn't have the opportunity that I'm have, like I have right now, so I have to make them proud, make my community proud. It's not just about the immediate family, but your whole community. It's there's a lot of pressure and a lot of expectations that comes with being a Latinx student in Chatham or the U.S., I guess.
Speaking with Selena Lopez, you just heard her, Zachary Horner here, also from the Chatham News and Record. We're talking about an article that is on chathamnewsrecord.com. You can go online and get it right now with some pretty staggering statistics, both locally and nationally, about mental health concerns, particularly for the Latinx population among high school students, but high school students in general as well. I've also got Cecia, Noemi, and Lenore here in the studio. Are you all from Jordan Matthews?
Yes, we are.
So tell us about your experience. I mean, what are the causes of stress for you just day to day? Cecia?
Well, personally, for me, it would have to be dealing with, like, having to maintain, like, stable, good grades, like, per se. And along with that, it's, like, also worrying about my parents' well-being, like Selena mentioned. It's always, like, in the back of, like, my head, but I've learned to live with it, and I've learned that it's something that probably will always be a part of my life, that fear of, like, not knowing if my parents got to work safely or they're okay at work or they're gonna get home safely. And it just adds a lot of stress, along with, like, also having to, like, keep up with extracurriculars, for example. Mm. And, yeah.
Noemi?
One of my main stressors is obviously my grades, because my parents have always told me that school is one of the most important things that'll happen to me, that it'll give me opportunities. And if I don't study, I just may not be someone, like, a big person. And also, like Cecia said, worrying about my parents, like, knowing if I'm going to see them at home, if they're going to come back, you know, the political climate is not very good right now for us, so it's just something that stresses us out often.
Lenore, how about you?
Yeah, for me, it's slightly different. My parents live in Mexico, so therefore, for me, the worry is, like, I get home and they're not there, and I question why are they not here? Why do I not get to be with them, like my other friends who don't have this same preoccupants. And it's, with all this political situation going on right now, it's hard for me to read the news, to watch the news, because I see how things just get worse and worse. And my goal is, okay, study, go to college, the pressure is on because I need to get my parents back here legally. And so my goal is get that degree, do something with my life, a big thing, because I have to be financially stable in order to provide for my parents, because whenever the government asks, okay, you want to bring these people here, but how are you going to provide for them? So then I have to have a stable financial life. I have to have a good career of some sort, which is what my parents have always emphasized. Yeah, they say, okay, yeah, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be something really big, so that you can eventually take care of us, because we have nothing. And so therefore, that pressure is there, and the pressure of my entire community, like Selena said, they are watching my every move. The Latinx community knows me, whether that's through church or through school or through whatever. Chatham County, Siler City is a very small place, so therefore they're watching me and they're seeing, okay, yeah, Lenore is thriving or Lenore is going downhill. And so therefore my parents are always aware of that. And so I have to keep up my good grades, and I have to keep up all my morals as I am here independently without my parents. So yeah, it's difficult, and it's a lot of pressure from everyone and everything. And so that's a constant stressor.
It sounds like you deal with the pressure by working harder, but that adds more pressure. How do you deal with that pressure?
Well, coping is very difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the little things that we can do, like write, and just if I need to cry, I'll call someone. I have a very supportive community and a very supportive system of people, like Selena. And And so I know that I have people that I can call if I need to cry, if I need to talk about something, if I need help. I know that I have those resources. I have those people that I can go to. As for myself, if I just, you know, take some time for myself, then okay, that's my safe places, whether that's my room or whatnot, then I just have places to go and people to go to.
Noemi, how do you see other students dealing with the same issues? How do you see your friends or classmates dealing with it?
I feel like it's not something that we deal with. We just kind of live with it, and we don't think about it like every single second, but sometimes it's like back there in the back of our minds, and we don't really have a way to cope, because you can't really cope with the fear of losing your home and your family. It's not something that's easy. You just kind of live with it, and like just your relief when you see your family, that's your coping, seeing your family and enjoying what moments you have with them.
Cecilia, what, like over the last couple of years, I know obviously there's been so much in politics, do you feel this issue getting worse for you or for your classmates or your friends?
Personally, I feel like it's getting a lot more intense, mm-hmm. because there's so many like new laws that they're coming up with, and it's like the more intense they get, the more I have to be careful and like fearful with like thinking about my parents, like, are they going to be safe? And I feel like as for my other classmates, it's not really something that we talk about. Like, for example, like, did your dad immigrate here? Or did your mom immigrate here? Because we're all scared of telling the wrong information to the wrong people. And I think that's just like, it adds to like people just like not being open about it.
Mm. Selena, you again, you work with kids. What do you do with kids to help them, and what can be done to address this issue?
So that's why I feel really strongly and passionate about OLP, or Orgullo Latinx Pride, mm-hmm. That the Hispanic liaison has, because my goal is to make it a brave and safe space for Latinx students to talk about these issues. As Cecia was saying, like, you can't really talk about those things at school, right? Like, you have other things that your mind needs to be occupied with, like math and reading and English. And, you know, it's like not one of those things that you feel safe talking at school, at a public place where, you know, there's a million other students around. Well, maybe not a million, but, you know, a few other students around. So at the Hispanic Liaison, fostering that space where, you know, students can learn to trust in one another and really, you know, feel like a family, I think is super important, that, you know, that they know that what they say and what we talk about is going to stay in those four walls, and it won't leak into the community. Confidentiality is a huge part of our program that I really try to stress, because again, like, you know, these are really personal and deep things that we talk about. So really just creating that space, and, you know, knowing that there are good people out there, right? Like, there are allies, there are people that are fighting with our community, and, you know, I think that's super important for the youth to know as well, but also like knowing their rights, knowing that they have a voice, that they can make a change as well. Like, they are the leaders of today. It's really, you know, empowering them to like, hey, like, you know, like, don't feel like you don't have power, because you do. Like, youth are power. Like, you are powerful, and they can, you know, make a difference. So just really, you know, learning to tell their story and learning to, you know, use their voice and their experiences, which is why I brought them here today, so that they can, you know, tell their story, not just listen from me, even though, you know, I live something similar, but I want them to know, like, you know, like, your voice matters. There are people that will listen, and, you know, we can shake things up.
Zachary Horner, you wrote the story for the News and Record. What did you learn that you didn't know going in?
Well, I think not growing up in that community, I'm white, mm-hmm. so, and I didn't have just the community I grew up in. I didn't have a lot of friends or people that were Latinx, and so getting to hear from that perspective and hear about what they're actually going through in their minds and in their emotions, I think for a lot of times, I'll get a little opinionated here, teenagers don't get listened to. And their opinions, their feelings, they don't feel they matter. And so I think that For me, I wanted to, for the story, I wanted to understand, okay, where are they coming from? What are they feeling? What are they thinking? And especially in an issue like this that is a national issue of immigration and reform there, and then mental health in itself as a national issue. So I think for me, it was really eye-opening to kind of get that more personal experience and hear from their mouths. There was one part of the story where Lenore, I left three graphs of just her saying stuff, which journalists don't do. Mm-hmm. Journalists don't leave quotes like that, just three straight graphs like that. But I felt in the story it was really important to leave it like that so that people could hear those thoughts, hear those emotions, hear those feelings, and not get interrupted by my writing and my writing getting in the way. I really just wanted to let them tell their story.
We got to wrap up, but Selena Lopez, I want to let you have the last word. If people want to get more information, if they want to help out in some way, is there a website that they can go to? Where can they go? What can they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a website. It's HispanicLiaison.org. Definitely visit our website. You can read more about what we do. We are located on 200 North Chatham Avenue in Siler City. Come down, knock on our door, say hello. We're always there and, you know, willing to talk to anybody and everybody. But yeah, so hit the Hispanic Liaison, we're there to serve not just the Latinx community, but, you know, anyone who really wants to support and fight for human rights, really. So yeah, the Hispanic Liaison, come check us out. Go to our website. We do have a Twitter and an Instagram. And for Orgullo Latinx Pride, we do have a Snapchat since, you know, the social media.
It's 2019, right?
Yeah, it is.
HispanicLiaison.org for more information. You can get the full article online at ChathamNewsRecord.com. Zachary, Selena, Noemi, Cecia, Lenore, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.